Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome back to another Wednesday Whiskey Review from your boys, the Buffalo Heavy. Today, we have Smoke Wagon, which, what is your perception of Smoke Wagon?
Oregon Trail.
What?
So, my perception is they're from out west. Isn't it like near Vegas?
Yeah, it's in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas. And going off memory there. And...
But, like, do you feel like this is a culty product? I feel like when it first came out, everyone was like, uncut, unfiltered. And then it was just, like, sweet, dude.
Yeah, to an extent. I also feel like people just jumped on the whole, like, cross pistols. America. You know, that whole thing. But all in all, it's actually really good juice.
Have you had this one before?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm excited to review this and deep dive. Through it, yeah. But it is something that I've had before. I've had a few of their SKUs, and I do like their juice all in all. Yeah. I really haven't had a bad product yet.
So this is their small batch bourbon. A little bit about the Smoke Wagon product is it's actually not Smoke Wagon Distillery. I don't know if you knew that. It's considered a Nevada H&C distilling company. There's no age statement on this. You can make your own estimates if you want to try to figure that out yourself. This is obviously a bourbon. This is... what do they say on the bottle?
Hello?
They say it's produced, bottled, and aged by Nevada H&C Distilling Company, which means it's aged in Nevada, but it's not distilled in Nevada, which you can probably assume it's made by...
MGP.
MGP. It's an MGP product. Made in Indiana. It's 50 ABV, 100 proof, which is also very interesting because this isn't bottled in bond. And normally when you see that exact number of 50 or that exact number of 100, you automatically just assume it's a bottle in bond because that's a weird thing to just cut it off at. But maybe it'll pan out for it. Clearly we've had some already. I don't really remember because this is another old product.
Bill's game.
But this is the first distillery in Las Vegas. They had to create a license for them because Las Vegas never had a distillery before. So it was kind of an interesting process. They do talk about it a little bit in their website. They're like bros, dude. They have an About Me section. And it's basically interview style, but they're just typing to each other. So it's just like, we did this. And the other one's like, shut up, bro. And the other one's like, well, you got to continue talking. Like, it was just a really weird thing to read in an About Me section. But that's what they did. So it was interesting. This was founded in 2012. They have on their bourbon, they have the gold dollar bill or whatever you want to. It's not a dollar bill, but it's like a gold medallion. On their vodka, it's a silver dollar, which is funny. Put it in shot, bro. it's a silver dollar, but on the gold medallion here, it says Babamus Morendum, EST, which translates to literally drink for we must die. And the owners of Nevada H&C Distilling Company translated it into their own words kind of to say that drink and enjoy today for we won't be around forever, which I think is a pretty cool tagline for a distillery. We haven't really seen something like that before.
Correct.
This is Smoke Wagon. They're obviously in Nevada. It's Old West slang. The Smoke Wagon name is Old West slang for an 1873 Colt single action army revolver, or you might know, the gun that won the West.
That's a fact.
So that's where it came from.
I know that because I grew up watching Bonanza.
Hell yeah. So this is a char number 4. Mash bill on this is 60% corn, 36% rye, and 4% malted barley.
Label branding, very high. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous bottle. It's a tall bottle. It's got bubble out engravings of Mother Nature around it. Okay.
Which is weird because you don't really think Nevada and think flowers. You think of death and hookers.
No.
That's kind of what you think.
No, you think of drought and sand.
Yeah, and hookers.
Anyways.
Anywho.
I like the giant basic like wax seal type deal in the center. That's awesome. This thing pops off the shelf in stores, okay? Literally owns its own space, which I like. For me, I'm going A++ check.
It's funny, in their little about me section where they're arguing back and forth by typing, they talked about the setting up the distillery and setting up their equipment. And the one guy was like, this loser didn't want to hire an engineer or a contractor to help us, so we did it all of ourselves. And then the guy that was being ridiculed said, well, they wanted us to change our bottle to make it clear because they didn't understand why we had a brown bottle for our product and change some of our stuff. So, like, they were kind of going against the grain a lot of the situations, and that's why I do like this bottle. Outside of a packaged product, this has to be one of the top. I mean, the only complaint that I would have is, like, this is a very traditional bottle shape, but they make up for it with the engraving, so I would agree with you.
Yeah, 100%.
You said A...
A++ check, label A++ branding.
A++ check, yeah.
And you can only do so much when it comes to a bottle. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you're not trying to make it ridiculous. This is fine.
Synthetic work. Fail. Okay, so nose. What do you got on? I mean, this is a very...
it's a dork.
Kind of a dehydrated human color, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, this is very gold and...
How much true crime have you watched before today?
No, but look at it. I mean,
like,
it
dehydrated?
Looks like, yeah, no, urine, bro. That's what it kind of looks like. It looks like you're dehydrated and you haven't really drank any water since the Nixon administration. So this is definitely more of a gold color, I would say. And it does look like it has some sort of legs. If you are wondering what we're writing on, we are writing on a new thing that we got from one of our friends, Greg. It's a dram diary, which goes through different tasting notes and how you would analyze a bourbon. So go check it out in the link in the description. Go order yourself some page inserts and put it in your own binder.
And if you're watching it through, basically you're watching or catching up or however you want to watch our content, Derek found his pen. Which sure is did. A great upgrade from last week.
Great.
Also, this is brought to you by Addie's.
Sure is.
Addie's is located in Williamsville. They have an in-house wine sommelier. They have a very knowledgeable staff, and they have an app. They do sell this, too. So if you want, and you live in the great state of New York, download their app on the Apple App Store or the Google Playground Play Store, and they can ship it right to your door. It is the Addie's Fine Wine and Spirits app, because their store name is Addie's. Cheers, friends.
Hell yeah.
Onward.
So it does have that gold dehydrated color. It also doesn't really have a ton of legs. It looks very thin from looking at it.
Thin legs.
Yeah.
Skipped leg day.
Sure did.
Probably Nevada's heat had something to do with that.
All right. So nose. What do you got on the nose?
Just kidding, because this was from Indiana. I mean, MGP, caramel, honey, vanilla. It's inviting. I mean, it's very stereotypical MGP bourbon.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Honey?
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting anything. You're getting a little spice on the back end of it that kind of brings in some of that rye. This is a higher rye content whiskey or bourbon. So you're kind of getting a little bit of that baking spice on the nose. But yeah, it's a very traditional
It's what, 36 MGP you said?
Style, yeah.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that this, like, smelling it, I would be jumping for joy if I had it in my collection and I had other Kentucky products. This smells very traditional.
Right.
So, nose, I would probably go B minus.
I agree.
All right. Initial taste.
There-
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's what you know and love, friend. That's what you know and love. High corn. It's very forward, which makes sense because it's, what, 60%?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
50%. Oh, for corn. Corn? Yeah, 60%. Yeah.
60% corn. So that's very forward. It is smooth, especially for 100 proof.
Yeah.
But high hug, kind of flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's not like
it even looks very thin.
Yeah.
So you're not really getting a lot of residue staying on your tongue. It is very corn forward. It is.
There's some legs on it, but yeah, you're right.
Getting back to that ice cream wooden spoon that I'm getting with this. It's very. It tastes young.
There's some toffee.
Doesn't it taste young?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No more than what, 4 years? Just kidding.
I mean, probably.
Probably.
I don't know how much longer you can keep it out in the Nevada humidity before it literally evaporates to nothing.
It's no longer an angel share. You're just giving it to the angels. I would go.
This isn't barrel strength either. So they.
No.
They definitely. You can only keep it out in Nevada for so long before all the water evaporates. And then you have just such a high product that you can't even distill or dilute it down with water.
I'd go B.
So it has to be like a 4 year or 5 year. For the initial taste, I would probably, yeah, I would agree with that. It's very young and traditional on the tasting notes. It does kind of leave, I mean, we'll get to it in the end note, but it does leave a longer finish. And it doesn't sting, but you can feel the alcohol on your gums, which actually resonates more with a thicker whiskey. So that's kind of impressive to me because the taste kind of stays around for a little bit and you can feel it throughout your mouth. Pretty consistently.
I'm just taking notes and scribing inside of our dram diary, but I feel like this is a great option to have and enjoy, but it's not like I'm racing to the house to have more of it.
Yeah. This is one of those options that, so this sells for $52.99 at Addie's. This is one of those options that if you go to a bar and they have all your generic Kentucky options like Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, Maker's Mark, Knob Creek, like all those Bullet, all those basic options, and they had this, I would 100% go for this over those, but it's nothing that I'm running to the store to grab because I need to have it right now.
Agreed.
So ending note, or so initial taste, what did we give it? B minus? I'll give B minus.
Yeah, B minus, that's fine.
Finish on this, I would say, again, it does linger quite a bit, which is interesting to me. But I would probably still give this maybe like a C+. It's a little bit flat. And all you're getting are the remnants of that initial taste that are passing through. It's very one-dimensional in that aspect where you're not really able to differentiate between an initial taste to an ending note because it's kind of all the same. You are kind of getting, I guess, a little bit of like a black licorice note or an anise note, but it's very, very, very faint, and you're kind of pulling for that, I feel like. It's just, it's very one-dimensional and Kentucky forward. I feel like, and this is probably speaking a little bit too highly of my bourbon skills, but I feel like if you put this in front of me, put it on my, in a glass in front of me and said, try to guess what this is, 9 times out of 10, I feel like I would guess this is MGP. It's just a very traditional product.
Yeah.
I can't taste any influence from Nevada in here at all.
No. No, I agree with you. So we'll dive into the final rating. Because so far we have an A++ check for the label branding, a B for the a B minus for the nose, a B minus for the initial taste, a C plus for the ending note. Give me that countdown for the final rating.
3, 2, 1, 82. 82 and 86, so 84. I mean, that's solid. That's a good rating for this product. I think that it's pretty consistent with what we've thought about Smoke Wagon. I will say, based off of experience, that they do, they're uncut, unfiltered. I do enjoy a little bit more because it gets more, I believe, into that anise licorice note that differentiates it from the other Kentucky products.
For sure.
So this small batch, if you can find it and you are a Kentucky fan, try it out, especially if you have it at a bar. And again, if the only other options at the bar are Bullet, Knob Creek, and Woodford, try it out because it is a good product. It's just not one that I'm rushing to the store to spend $55 for. In your, so would you have this in your collection?
Yeah, I'd have it in my collection.
Why?
The bottle.
Yeah.
And also just to let people try it and experience it. And then we can also put it up against other bourbon options and be like, see the difference between MGP and, you know, something that's made here or is 100% not MGP. And then kind of go through those tasting notes.
So for $53, you would?
Yeah, because even still, dude, like this is a water bottle.
Yeah.
Or a water glass, rather. That's huge. You have water bottle, could you imagine? But a water glass for a table? Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd have it just to keep it.
I feel like the price point is a little bit too high for this product because you're getting now into like Eagle Rare territory, okay, which is sub like 50. We've talked about 50 is a good cutoff point,
yes,
to judge a product on. Once you get above 50, you start getting into a lot of good Kentucky products. You start getting into some very affordable but great tasting scotches and some ryes too, and some single barrel options. Store picks come in around like $60. So $55, $53, $52.99, which is what this is, it's kind of teetering on that I wouldn't buy this at this price point because it's crossing that $50 mark. If this came in at $45, I would definitely buy it because it's a solid product under $50. But once you cross that 50, I don't know, man. It just gets, there's so many other options out there that I would prefer to have than this one that I just wouldn't even entertain it.
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you for tuning in to today's review of Smoke Wagon Small Batch Bourbon. We do appreciate you joining us today. We do always recommend, if you are going to be drinking with us, to drink responsibly, be a good person. And Michael,
do not litter.
We're out. So those two are going to be coming out in that order, but this is going to come out this Wednesday. So it'll be this one first, but I didn't want to tart our fucking palate with coffee.
Is this the last one?
Mm-hmm. We have 34 minutes. We're good.
For what?
Until that SD card fills.
Greg messaged us.
What?
Greg messaged us.
Yeah,
asking for feedback.
Yeah.
Oops, alarm.
I'm not even taking notes on this, though, because this is the most.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.